Whole class music can sound like a daunting task at the best of times. The noise, chaos, instruments, behaviour that can ensue from all of this happening in the same space. However, music can, we know this is clear, help pupils regulate their emotions, feelings and behaviour. It can allow a sense of freedom of expression that words can't. It can teach valuable social skills and develop interpersonal relationships. Young people can learn to listen, to share, to make music and a great sound as a team. These are hugely valuable skills in society, let alone the classroom. Imagine a piece of music and how it makes you feel. That one song that takes you back to that place in your life. The sights, the sounds, even the smells that can conjure up as you remember where you were when you heard it. Music is powerful and it's therapeutic in nature. We don't have to work too hard. Music will do all this work for us. Now, the music classroom can be seen as traditionally front-led, demands an outcome-focused, a teacher or an ensemble at the front of the room, demanding that a piece of music or an instrument is played in a certain way and a certain sound is achieved. But I want to talk about a different approach that's a bit more inclusive. Musical interaction. I want to talk about invitation instead of demand. Inviting young people to take part in music on their own terms. Allowing the music to work for you. Playing to your strengths. Maybe you're a musician and you want to play an instrument in the classroom to see how pupils respond. Or if not, just putting on a piece of music and playing to your strengths as a person. Music as play rather than work. I think this is a really important distinction. We don't talk about working in music. We talk about playing musical instruments, playing music. Music is play. And it's really key that children understand that as well in the music classroom. The purpose of musical interaction is to connect through music, mutually understood behaviour, games and musical elements, to offer social experience to people isolated, maybe due to a communication disability, to model what natural communication can look like and offer the opportunity to rehearse fundamental social skills, and simply to enjoy being together while music is being played. Being responsive, inclusive and socially engaging in this approach. And the method's very, very simple. Offer music as an activity in and of itself. Play someone's favourite song, maybe the class of a favourite song or a song they really love. Put that song on and see what happens. Offer pulse, melody, song and rhyme and see what comes back. Look for offers. See behaviour, these responses, as an opportunity to join in. Maybe we can copy someone who has a particular idea for an action or even a song to go with the piece of music. Sing, do what you see. Use song actions to validate and affirm behaviour. Celebrate and respond to these ideas like they're the best ideas ever. And extend interactions, follow dialogue and try to find a bit of flow whilst you're listening to a piece of music. Allowing young people to simply respond in their own way can open up possibilities for progression that maybe wouldn't exist if outcomes were kept too narrow. Have a go and see what happens.